F not here. I assume by F you mean Francis. And not that I'm going to take your word for it, but it's interesting that you should say that you should know that. I think maybe I'm starting to understand. Well, maybe not understand, but I'm beginning to form a theory. Maybe. So there's a pond. The pond is quiet. Maybe has some ripples in it from what's swimming underneath the surface. Or the wind, the rain, the normal stuff that a pond experiences. And all those things create some kind of chain reaction. But again, it's the usual things. A frog dies, a tadpole grows legs, algae blooms, whatever. But if you throw a huge boulder into that pond, everything goes fucking bananas. It kills a duck or displaces so much water that fish drown on dry land. And then you have an empty pond. You have a series of smaller ponds. The water evaporates. I don't know where to go from there, but if Harry, Leanne, and I are all fish that got thrown into another pond by the water splashing around the boulder, then I'm not sure that that's anything. I wish there was, I don't know, a book I could read, a scientific journal, something. I'm going to go into the next library I find and see what I can dredge up, because this all feels vastly beyond my comprehension. It occurred to me, well, am I a terrible person for thinking of my art fence before thinking of Martha? It's not that I didn't care about her. Sure, we were never committed, but I cared. I think I've just been hoping that I wasn't important enough in her life to really have an impact. She was this bright, uncomplicated spot in a pretty messy life, and I hope she stayed that way. I hope we were both a refuge for each other, an escape from our real worlds, and that, because of that, the mistakes of my real world didn't shake hers.